Well, I raised concerns at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting last week in relation to the introduction of the levy. I outlined some of those concerns on your show last week as well. But I have to say that Sinn Féin, there's a lot of doublespeak in what they're saying. In Piers Doherty's contribution to the budget, he actually welcomed the introduction of the levy. You've numerous occasions where Eoin O'Brien, the housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin, has called for a levy to be introduced as well. So there's a bit of doublespeak going on. I'd be absolutely supporting the government position on this. It was flagged that a levy would be introduced back as far back as November 2021. I think the devil is in the detail. I've engaged with Minister Pascal Donoghue on this, with Minister Darragh O'Brien as well, and the detailed design of the levy is currently being worked upon, and it will be introduced in the finance bill. And I and my colleagues across government are engaging with those ministers on the run up to that.
But Joe, you have raised concerns about it, and as it stands, are you happy with it? I mean, it's going to affect...
As it stands,
it's going to affect, you know, first-time buyers. It's going to affect a lot of people, consumers on the ground, trying to get onto the housing market, which is difficult enough already as it is.
Yeah, like it really depends on who incurs the cost, and passing it on to the first-time buyer causes a problem. And really and truly, it should be, in my view, the industry itself that should be taking the hit on this. And for that reason, as I was saying to you there, the design of the scheme is not really finalised yet. It will be finalised in the finance bill, which will be published in the coming weeks.
But from what we've already heard, it seems as if it were finalised. Is it only being changed now in reaction to the backlash from both the public and even backbench members of the government?
No, the intention was flagged back in November 21. It was introduced in the budget, and a 10% levy. And it really depends on how it's applied. And that is being worked out currently and will be introduced in the finance bill.
So when this finance bill is debated then, are you confident that the levy as it had been portrayed when the budget was announced, it's going to be reformed?
Yeah, I listened, as I said, Chair, there previously. We will continue to engage with Minister Donoghue and Minister O'Brien in relation to the detail of the levy and how it will be imposed. And we continue to do that. I'll again raise these issues at parliamentary party level and with the individual ministers.
So you don't foresee it being a blanket concrete levy of 10%?
There is an intention to introduce a levy which will come into being on the 3rd of April 2023, and it will be in relation to concrete products. There are some exemptions to it, and... Like, there has been some analysis done by the Department of Housing in relation to it as well, in terms of the costings. And the costings that have been out in the public domain are in variance with, those costings put together by the department themselves. And where, the department are saying it will cost between 800 and 1600 for a typical three-bed semi-detached house, for example. That would be at variance with, I've heard figures of 4,000 or 5,000 euro, would be at variance with that. The devil is in the detail of this, and that detail has to be worked out, and it will be introduced in the finance bill.
I'm just asking because there seems to be some confusion, because the Taoiseach is talking now about there being an exemption for first-time buyers, but when I asked you about whether it would be a blanket levy, you just said that there was a levy going to be introduced in April.
Yes, there will, and that's the intention of the government. They've said that repeatedly. It was flagged back in November. But what I'm saying to you, Rebecca, is the final detail of this isn't worked out yet, and it will be worked out and introduced in the finance bill.
Okay, so you would like to see exemptions then? You'd like to see some reform of it?
Yeah, and I said it to you last week there on your show that I have concerns, and really the concerns centre around the consumer, the first-time buyer, those people taking the hit for this. I also feel, and Minister O'Brien has stated repeatedly in the Dáil and outside the Dáil, that those responsible for the wrongdoing of putting defective concrete blocks into the market, namely the quarries, that they should be pursued as well. And Minister O'Brien has confirmed that he's spoken to the Attorney General and asked him to look at ways to penalise quarries for the sale of defective concrete blocks. And I think that's another important aspect of trying to recoup some money to pay for the defective concrete block scheme that's there. And that scheme is costed at 2.7 billion. It could rise up to 4 billion euro. And it's a scheme that has been worked on over many years and fought for, and we have our own issues in County Clare in relation to it. But the imposition of a levy will go some way to recouping some money to pay for it. And I also believe that the state should pursue quarries who have brought about this situation as well.
Finally, Joe, would you be in favour of delaying this levy until further information has been received in relation to how the state could pursue the quarries?
I think the quarry side of it needs to be worked on, you know, as well as the levy. It really is a really costly scheme. So I don't think they're linked, you know, obviously, but they can be done in parallel as well. So there is an intention to introduce a levy, and that levy will, I've asked, could it be delayed as well? And my colleagues have asked for that to be considered too. But as I say to you, the detail of this has to be worked out and will be introduced in the finance bill.
And that is the Fine Gael TD from Clarecastle, Joe Kerry speaking with Clare FM's Rebecca O'Sullivan. For more on this, we're joined now by Dan Maloney. Dan's a Pyrite resident in Kilkishan. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. There's a lot of talk, a lot of reaction, a lot of strong reaction to this 10% concrete levy. What's your view on it?
My view is, Wallace, that why is this even being implemented? Because the people that has all the problem with the houses, they didn't cause any of this. The people that's trying to build houses didn't cause any of this. So the people that supplied the material to all the people, and the people that's going to be buying material again, the concrete product, is going to pay a 10% levy for something that they had no call or no say in this. So why is it even being implemented?
Some of the views, Dan, around this are that, you know, look, we have a housing crisis and that this isn't exactly going to help with building new homes. The government being accused of raising, indeed, the cost of building new homes. Is that something you go along with?
No, because the way we are at the moment is we're trying to get houses being built all over the country. Now, it's expensive even to build now, even without a 10% levy going on concrete. So why are they trying to make people suffer and try and get more money? Like, it's going to cost maybe 3,000 to 5,000 extra on property that's going to be built. It's going to cost more money on people that's just building extensions. People molested that's doing slatted houses. All this is all concrete. So the people that caused this, these are the people that should be pursued for all this, not the people that's trying to build a home in the morning or build a slatted house or do any extension to it. I mean, why is it that we have to be the people that's paying for this? We didn't cause it, but the people that caused it are getting away scot-free.
You're clearly frustrated, and I guess, you know, as someone who's having to already deal with pyrite, having this levy coming in on top of it, does it just feel like insult added to injury?
Well, it's an insult to the people that have broken down houses. Like, my house is a disgrace. And my house, I mean, is one of the houses around Clare that is very in very bad condition. But there is tons of houses all over the country that is trying to repair their houses at the moment and for the winter. And they're saying now, even if you do repair it, that you're going to be penalised, that if this grant is finalised in April of next year or whatever. And then if my son, my daughter, wants to go away and build a house in the morning, they're going to be penalised for something that they never even thought about. So why is even this 10% even discussed in the Dáil? The mine, as I said, even being thought about, implemented next year in the middle of April or whatever.
That motion, Dan, from Sinn Féin calling for the 10% levy to be scrapped is going to be voted on this evening in the Dáil. I'm sure you'd agree with that motion, although you'd be aware that it is likely to be defeated by the government.
Well, it's like, Munster, I mean, you have government people, backbenchers, you have councillors, you have TDs that do all this talking, but when it comes to the walk, there's none of them. Actually, they don't support the people that's suffering. They just support themselves as keeping their job and keeping their government in power. That's what's happening. As you said, there's a vote in the Dáil now tonight, and Sinn Féin is entitled to bring a motion of no confidence in this and be scrapped. But I mean, if you haven't got the people, like the independents, like the other parties that's going to support this, we're walking a tightrope all the time, aren't we?
You heard from Joe Carey just there. He is insisting that the devil will be in the detail of the levy, and that, I guess, all will be revealed when there's a debate on the budget finance bill. Does that give you any hope, Dan, that there's a possibility that it won't be a blanket concrete levy?
Well, my opinion is, Mullins, I mean, I heard Joe Carey there saying this. He's saying the devil is in the details there, and we're all waiting for the finance bill to be passed in the middle of the next year or whatever. But I mean, the government is going to support it because you have the three people in government and they have the majority, and the people around the country, they can't do nothing about it until we get an election and get this government out of power and see what we can do then. That's what I mean, my opinion. And as I said, to talk about the devil is in detail, when they pass something, they're not going to go back on it unless we go out in the streets like we did with the water meter.
You, unfortunately, Dan, as we say, you know, you're a homeowner who's been impacted by pyrite. What would you like to see happen?
I would like, Mullinsmeen, to government to go out and turn around and say to the people that caused this, and that is the quarries all over the country, that they produce, or whatever I mean, a blanket on top of them until they decide to repair all the houses in the country. And I mean, if this is not done, the government is going to turn around and say, well, come here. They're saying it already, that the quarries cannot afford it. But the people that have houses and are falling down, they can't afford them into redo their houses. So, I mean, why are the government backing up the quarries, but they're not backing up the people that the houses are falling down at the moment?
Well, no doubt we'll see this evening in the Dáil that there's no agreement between the government and opposition on this, whether the 10% concrete levy should be scrapped. Both sides of the Dáil, Dan, have admitted that a levy in some shape or form will be needed to fund the redress scheme.
Yeah, but the levy hasn't to be on the people of the country. The levy has to be on the people that caused this problem. Why should the people like myself and all the families and the other people that's trying to build houses and the other people that's trying to buy concrete products, why should they be paying for something that they never caused?
Yeah, I'm sure you are far from the only person affected by pyrite who would share those views. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Well, thanks very much. But I hope, in a minute, that this government does the right thing, because, as you know and I know, 2 years is not a long time. And, I mean, you know what way the country can vote again. And, I mean, if this happens, that this government just drags on for another 2 years or whatever, at the end of the day, the people will make the decision.